Blog Talk Radio.
Are you doing Diamond Dallas Page's yoga?
Of course. It ain't your mama's yoga.
You don't know what it's like to be Jake the Snake.
I always had a problem with alcohol and drugs. I couldn't get out of a chair.
He was an icon in the ring.
At his peak, he had everything.
In the late 90s, Scott Hall was as big, maybe bigger than any of them.
8 years ago, I broke my neck. I've been in a lot of pain. The MRI showed that that I have to retire.
My buddy here, I kind of helped him along his way when he wanted to get into wrestling, and he returned the favor 10 times fold.
He looks like he did back when he was on top headlining WrestleMania.
It's a real victory for me. I can straighten my hands now.
I find it just unbelievable that people care about me, because there's a long time where I didn't care about me.
I got to tell you, and I'm not just blowing smoke either, I honestly felt an energy change in the first workout. I can get into contorted shapes just in 3 weeks of doing this.
If I can do this, anybody can do it. Don't give up. Don't give up. Stay down.
It's DDP
Radio.
High five.
It's nice that I pulled a Peter Brady and had my voice break on that, guys. So
yeah,
once again,
level.
Yeah, you know, I always try to take the beginning of the show somewhere it's never, ever been before, and at least I'm very successful at doing that all the time. So you're here. It's a Wednesday night. It's 9 p.m. You know where we are. We are your hosts and co-hosts of DDP Radio. This is Sparky, and I'm coming to you from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And we have Robert, who is in much better weather than I am. What's going on, brother?
No, not much, man. Just keep pushing forward.
That's right, man. And we have Stacy, who is traveling and moving about, but she still calls in. What's going on, Stacy?
Hey, I'm just traveling. I was up in the horse racing capital of the country, Saratoga Springs, and just coming back to do my show, do our show.
That's awesome. And it's really cool that all three of us here, because we completely represent the East Coast. Sorry for you guys out on the West East listening to us. We appreciate you being here. But we have a great topic for you guys tonight, and we're going to get into that. And it's on challenges, and specifically we're going to talk about the DDP Yoga Challenge. I think I'm going to lay out some rules, guys, for callers when they start calling in and to talk about it. And hopefully it's cool, and you guys roll with me when we get there. And if you do want to call in, our lines are going to be open. Robert's going to pick you up. That number is 347-994-1216. And if you're on the Internet, you can get to us at ddpradio.com, and that'll take you right to our host, Blog Talk Radio. And you can plug into the chat room, and typically Stacy's there picking up questions, but since she's traveling, I'll try to hit them as best as possible. And you guys, if you have something, I am nowhere near as good as you are, Stacy, with catching the chat. So I'm going to ask people to PM me. If you have a question, put it in a private message. I'll be sure to get to it, because you guys are faster than I could ever read with all the chatting that goes down on Blog Talk Radio. So, man, I have had some crazy, crazy times here in the past couple weeks with trying to get some things done. And you can't PM me right now because my internet is flaky. You guys know I've been having some computer issues.
They can PM me though.
Okay, yeah, you can still PM Robert. So hit Robert up, please. And sorry to put a lot of load on you, Robert, because man, you're running everything there. Talk about challenge.
Yeah, well, that's what I do, man. You know.
That's right. And you do it, and you do it well, man. If you haven't heard it today, I appreciate it. So.
No, thanks, man.
Yeah. So with challenges, I've had this computer thing, and I'm going to work through it tonight, and I'm going to get to it. Work's been a little bit crazy, but, workouts for a while there, and Robert and Stacey, you guys know, and I've talked a little bit about it on the show, and Robert, a little bit, trying to get back to workout sometimes for me is a little difficult when you fall down. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I try to find different ways to bring myself into it. And as much as you think your head gets in the game, it's easy to get it taken out of the game. And I found some wonderful connections on Team DDP Yoga year after year to help me, and actually sometimes month after month, depending on where they're at and where I'm at. You just kind of hook up with somebody, and you push each other forward. That started out with, the long-time, long-standing people, DDP Yoga. You first see Stacy and Arthur, and you guys motivate people. But then you start to hook up with somebody like Doug Steffen, and he got me going for my 30, 60, 90 days. And then when you start paying it forward and start helping people, that actually motivates you. Well, I had a kind of a gap in between sort of working with people. And when I say working with people, it's not really me coaching people or trying to pull them along. It's actually we're doing stuff together, which is really cool, because that's the best way to hold yourself accountable, because you're all equals here no matter where you're at in your journey. But you guys know Jake and Jess Kristen on the site. Guys, I'm butchering your name. I know I put an extra I in it all the time. But do you guys know Jake and Jess?
I think so.
Yeah.
There's so many people I talk to, I have a really hard time remembering everybody.
But they know Katie real well, and hang out with her every once in a while. And, Jake and his wife and their kids, they're just an all-around great family. And so one day, I pop into chat, and Jake and I have this thing. We do the high bang, it's like a high five, but, like, on crack, like, in steroids and everything else. And we start talking about having a similar struggle, and our challenge was to try and get over that, because the biggest thing I think with challenge is that what you're doing, the reason it's a challenge is because it's not easy, right, Stace?
It's definitely not easy to fit it in sometimes.
Oh, no, it's not. And so we started coming up with this crazy plan, and we started, like, back in April, and basically this concept of refuse to quit, because I think once you get past 30, 60, 90 days, the challenge is not quitting, or the challenge is getting back up after you fall. So we reminded ourselves with this refuse to quit challenge and the way we set it up to keep moving forward. And that kind of evolved into this thing now. We got this going on. Each of us is cycling weeks, and we're fresh into our second week of it, where where Jake and Jess thought they could get going was 4:30 a.m. in the morning. That is damn early, folks.
Well, that's before the crack of dawn.
That is before the worm even wakes up, before the early bird wakes up. I tried to entice Robert, but for some reason he wasn't interested. It might have to do something with he just gets finished with constructing the DDPYogaChallenge.com website at 3:30 a.m. every day. I don't know.
Yeah.
Robert's a major night owl. He I don't know when he sleeps.
I'm not sure I do.
Robert, you very well could be our resident vampire.
Well, that's going a little bit into my personal life, I think. But, I actually saw, like, like 4:30 a.m. this weekend, but it wasn't getting or this week, but it wasn't getting up at 4:30. It was staying up until 4:30.
Yeah, and man, that's crazy, man. I've been there. I was actually finishing a challenge with a PC, and I was trying to build that, and I was up building it until 4:30 a.m. And that's the latest I've been up in a very, very long time. And then it hit me because that was on Friday night. So I went to bed at 4:30 a.m. Saturday morning, and meanwhile, I've been getting up every day of the week to work out at 4:30. So the awesome thing is that we called it a challenge, and for a week we were getting up at 4:30. To their credit, Jake and Jess are on vacation this week, enjoying themselves in this amazing house with their entire family. And, you know, I said, hey, guys, do you want to bump it back, you know, an hour so you guys can sleep in? And well,
so they can sleep in, yes.
Yeah. And so, you know, it was okay. They got an extra hour of rest, and we got up at 5:30, and are still getting up at 5:30 to work out every day. And basically how that goes is we get up, and whoever's week it is texts everybody else what the workout is, and we get up and we do it. And all of a sudden, you know, almost 2 weeks later, it's gone from trying to be challenged just to do a workout at any time of the day to looking forward. My alarm at this point, I'm waking up before my alarm, and I'm excited to roll out of bed now at 4 and 5:30 a.m. to do a workout. And, you know, it's all to the credit of Team DDP Yoga, relationships, inspiration, watching other people reach their goals and helping you do it. And I think that, you know, kind of rolls into what we're talking about tonight with the challenge topic in the challenge contest that we're doing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the what you want me to be more verbose than that? Yeah, the challenge is going to be, it's going to go a long way into inspiring a lot of people, so yeah, I think it kind of goes hand in hand there.
Yes, please be more verbose. I can barely get my my mouth wetted here. So when I need to take a drink, please feel free.
Well, I didn't see the warning light come on as you were taking a drink, so I apologize.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know that the talk now switch light went down when my computer went down.
Ah, that explains a lot.
It does explain a lot.
Okay, can I ask you a question? Because I'm in awe of this 4:30 a.m. workout time. I didn't realize you got up that early. When do you go to bed?
I crawl into bed. And you know what's crazy? I filled my nights for a long time with television. Woo! And it was mindless television. You know, I was up late, like 11:30, 12, 12:31, just waiting to fall asleep to the TV. Now I'm in bed, and I'm in bed by like 9:30. I might watch an hour of television at 10:30, and then I'm asleep. And I don't miss a damn thing about wasting my life away at night just watching TV now. And it's amazing because I can just get up now, I go to bed, I feel great, I wake up and do the workout. So, yeah, I'm in bed at about 9:30, 10 o'clock now.
And how long did it take for you to, you know, for that to become sort of a natural feeling habit?
It's taken about a week. So Monday and Tuesday this week was like, what's that going to be for us? That's like the 9th or 10th day. So that's about right on average. I think if you read a lot of stuff, and I know I've blurbed this out a lot, that it takes anywhere, depending on what you read, 12 to 20 days to build a habit. So I was approaching that, and I think, you know, it started to click in. That's like a habit for me. And the thing is, it's like not only was it habit, but I was feeling great, you know, getting up and working out and expounding all that energy in the morning and then working throughout the day, coming home and taking care of the family and whatnot. I think I'm pretty ready for bed now at 9:30.
No,
I'm kind of in great. Yeah. I'm kind of in DDP yoga kick-ass grandpa mode.
Now,
are you going to continue doing this? Is this going to be a sort of a way of life for you?
You know what? I am loving this. And actually, when I asked Robert to get in, I was completely serious. you know, and Jake and I have been talking, I wouldn't mind, like, I mean, maybe 4:30 once it becomes super routine isn't as early as we want to get up, but that's as early as we can get up and fit it in. But I wouldn't mind getting the group and just saying, this is it. And everybody cycles and we text the workouts of what we're going to do. You know, one person takes a week and we see how long we can keep doing it. I think it's pretty cool. I'm energized by it.
That's really inspirational. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
And I wanted to just share something that I read about habits and motivation. And, you know, we've all heard the 21 days to create a new habit. Mm-hmm. And I also, expanding on that, this is by Deepak Chopra. He said 66 days, if you do something consecutively and consistently, you actually create brand new moves in your brain that to reinforce that habit. So I'm like, wow. You know, I think there's validity in that. But, you know, I'm going to give that a shot because I need to, you know, get to bed earlier and, you know, I struggle too. I mean, we're all human, and I just, you're inspiring me to really say out loud, I've got to and I want to start changing some of my sleeping habits and how I spend my time habits.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's amazing that you don't realize how much you won't miss something that you might think you need it, or it might be just a bad routine. Just because it happens to fall in that I'm in bed watching TV for hours. Why? I can sleep and use that time, bank that time for tomorrow morning, you know?
Yeah.
So, that's cool. So we're doing this thing for the rest of Team DDP Yoga. And Stacey, I think you're one of the original people to have a blog that inspired people. But the DDP Yoga Challenge, which is at ddpyogachallenge.com, is we get to be fortunate enough to be inspired by all of these people and try to figure out who's really, really kicking it. How cool is that?
Oh, it's very cool. I mean, because I was just talking to a friend of mine, and we were talking about the people that don't want, you know, one of the things that you have to bring to this, to DDP Yoga or to any fitness system or anything like that, is a work ethic. And there's a lot of people who don't seem to realize that. So it's good to see the people who are really kicking ass.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic. And, you know, what I'd like to get is figure out from Stacey, once you get into a place where you can talk about it, is talk about your blog and how you set it up. Because I know people have questions with that, but there's four people that I kind of want to point out, and what I'm going to do right now is point them out, but I also want you to feel free to call in at 347-994-1216 if you're listening, and try to point out somebody who inspired you. Now you yourself might be in the DDP Yoga Challenge, but before you get to sort of trying to self-promote your blog, you know, the whole point of this is to see who inspires you. So I would like you to talk about somebody else. So right now I'm going to talk about four people who I've really noticed this week, and you guys go ahead and jump in. As I mentioned them, if you have any stories about them. But one guy has been here for a super, super, not a long time, but he's been here for enough time that he's made it seem like he's been here as a fixture, and a great fixture at that, and that's Roger Lowry.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that guy, he is at every workshop in Atlanta, right?
I don't know if he's
I
know.
Think
I
know. So. I'm not sure, but I know he's been to several.
Yeah.
And he was at the retreat.
Yes.
He was at the retreat. And, you know what, one of the things that inspires me most about Roger is that he is a fantastic guy to pay it forward. He's always very, you know, complimentary about everybody. If he sees something that's really cool, he's not afraid to say, hey, you did a great job, and let everybody else know about it. You know, I can honestly say I've never actually seen Roger say much as, hey, look at what I've done. He's always talking about what everybody else has done. And, you know, one of the coolest things that Roger did is we do these challenges in the Warriors and Training Group on Team DDP Yoga every month. And a bunch of people do them. Some people, you know, really rock them out. Some people do them just because they need the motivation. And we did this thing called the DDP Yoga Streak, and people were seeing how many days they could tie together of doing DDP Yoga. And some people made it the entire month. Some people did 3 days at a time, 5 days at a time, and then reconnected the streak after they skipped a day. And, you know, Roger had, for people who were really kicking it in the challenge, went through and had these streaker T-shirts made up. And I was seeing pictures of them flying across Twitter and whatnot. So I thought that was pretty damn cool. And have you guys ever seen any of his videos?
I've seen a couple of them, yeah.
I have not, I must confess. But he is so present in the chat rooms and on Facebook, and he's always reinforcing people. He's just a really wonderful presence to have.
And he is. And I was about to shamelessly plug his YouTube channel where the videos are, but if you look them up, you'll be able to find it. My internet just crapped out again. I think my router does not like my new PC, so I'm going to have to go in and do something with the IPs. But I will plug Roger as being somebody, if you want to look up to somebody and inspire people, Roger is one of the cats who can do it and is going to inspire you, because he inspires me almost every day with everything he does. And you know, the coolest thing is you'll see when he does to show you something inspiring, it's just kind of like he throws a picture up on Twitter or something, but it's him pulling off some move, some strength move, endurance move, stamina move of DDP Yoga in his office. So, I mean, how cool is that?
Which, well, to whenever, me, I love it. Go ahead, Robert.
Well, I was just going to say, whenever you mention DDP Yoga in an office, I always think of you trying to demonstrate Black Crow.
Yeah,
that's cool too.
Yeah, that was my nemesis move that Arthur helped me with. But it did get me Yogi of the Week for Manduka. So.
No, but I love Roger's office poses, because to me that is like a direct contrast to what's happening to a lot of America, which is they're in their cubicles, sedentary, getting softer and weaker basically by the year, and Roger is like flying in the face of that, and it's showing that it doesn't have to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You walk around and so many people are just sitting there. I know I don't do it as often as I should, but I try to pull moves. I know there's a couple people, Robeast, throws pictures of him in the shop, and he's throwing moves down and whatnot. But yeah, the majority of people are just sitting there and, man, getting lazy and fat, I guess.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah, not politically incorrect at all. But
no. Sorry. But you don't have to be that way. That's why we got DDP Yoga. You know, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to, you know, speaking about falling down and sometimes emotional gravity, when I find it's a real challenge, I think so many of us could rightfully justify saying, well, I can't do the workout today, you know, because we're all genuinely busy. So when I get into that mode, I just pick a short one. You know, some days it's going to be red hot core, and that's it. Other days it's a fat burner. But that's so, you know, out of 24 hours, you know, 24 minutes, you know, most days I do have that. So that's a big strategy of mine, is just pick a shorter workout.
Yeah, that's a good point, because there are a lot of quick, you know, you can throw down fat burner or energy, or, you know, and you can still get a pretty decent burn off of those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's about how much you engage, too. And the cool thing about that, Stacey, what I like is we did, when we're doing workouts and I get on one, and I was just telling somebody that this week that I would rather now get at least get on the mat, and even if I do a you know, less than enthusiastically engaged workout. It's actually a totally shitty workout, if I have to be honest. If I'm not into it, but at least if I get through it and I do a totally shitty workout and I'm modding, you know, I'm not going to regret that. What I do regret is a workout I never did, you know. I'd rather get through one bad workout than never do it.
Right, and even when you do a sort of a less than, you know, enthused or whatever workout, you're still doing something for your body. Your body is still assimilating those moves and in its own way, you know, getting more limber and more strong.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's crazy how, you know, not only, you know, getting fitter and having your clothes feel like they fit better in things like the image, like the physical image that people think they get from DDP yoga is what I think a lot of people first latch onto that, but kind of what's secondary, and you start to feel, because at some point your body shape doesn't change that much, but your strength and your flexibility do. And once you start to feel stronger, and not a lot of people see that. You know it because you can go from doing a 3-second push-up up to a 10-second push-up by doing the workouts, you know, or maybe you're starting to pop into Black Crow and you know, doing 6-minute, 7-minute planks, like the next guy I wanted to mention. But, you know, once you start to feel stronger, that has a huge play on your mental outlook and being motivated. Because at that point, you're like, you're looking at what you can do, not what you can't do.
Mm-hmm.
So, but in getting that stronger, like you said, Stacey, and getting more flexibility, you know, one of the other guys I wanted to mention was Mr. Russo, who's out there, who, this guy is dynamite. He's ripping out, like, planks. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if by the end of the month, you know, he was holding Black Crow on, like, one hand while he's waving at the camera for like, 10 minutes.
Yeah, holding an American flag in his feet. Yes, I would not be surprised.
Holding an American flag in his feet and making it flutter in the air by controlling his breath and blowing on it. He is a freak of nature. He's, man... You know, when what's his name, the Boston Bad Boy, started busting out his Black Crows and stuff everywhere, he was doing some crazy stuff. And if he's listening and he hears this, I know he's going to throw down a challenge. But, man, he can keep up. Kevin can keep up with the best of them. Man, he's just going nuts right now. Have you guys seen his stuff? Man, Dallas first saw it. I think it was Jeremy's plank. Jeremy first pulled off, like, it was a 6-minute plus plank, and then he came through and just blew that out of the water. It was crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, I've been working on Rap and Burn and Black Crow, but I've never – that's one thing I haven't done yet, is to see how long I can hold plank for.
Me neither.
I tried. Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, I think Stacey kind of turned into a Cylon from my side for a second. Yeah, you're really jumbled. I think that's Stacey. You're jumbled. But, it's crazy. But he's got a blog out there, and he's blogging all about it, and he kind of brings this different angle to it where – you know, Roger's paying it forward and inspiration, motivation, and really pushing people forward. But, you know, there's people out there who are saying, you know, that's great. I love to help people. I love to push people forward. But I'm also going to push myself forward, and I'm going to show you the limits of my body and how I push them. And I think that's another great way, you know, that if you're looking at challenging yourself and you're looking at the DDP yoga challenge, that's one way that you're going to inspire people.
So I was looking for the red light.
It's definitely important to push, you know, push yourself too. I mean, you guys just gave me a great idea about how long can I hold a plank. I never really I never really looked into that. So that's going to be another challenge for me. I've never timed.
I'm gonna go with you guys and pretend like I didn't try it this week and failed miserably. It just stinks now because people are holding them for like 6 to 10 minutes.
Oh God, I know.
which doesn't stink. It stinks for me. Okay, all of you guys who are killing it, you're doing a phenomenal job. I just suck.
Yes.
So. But if you guys want to call and you have somebody who's really inspired you, we're talking about the DDP Yoga Challenge and people who inspire us, you can do 347-994-1216. And, you know, I heard this awesome quote, Robert and Stacy, and the next person that I wanted to talk about whose blog I've seen kind of reminds me of this because she's taken – sort of what this says, but she might have started there, but she's starting to go beyond it, and it's really cool to see somebody come in and start to build themselves and go beyond where they thought they were, they thought they could be. But the quote is, start where you are, use what you have, do what you can. And I think that's a crazy powerful quote. What do you guys think?
I think it's awesome because the, especially the do what you can, you know, because it reminds me of Arthur when he was in his video and he was pushing himself to see where he can go next.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, you have to start somewhere, guys. And that's why things are challenging. I mean, you have to start somewhere and it's going to be tough. And, I know that this person started with some challenges, but she's starting to get to do some amazing things, and that's Leslie Swofford. She hit me up on Facebook, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, talking about how do I start a blog, I want to do this, and she went through a couple iterations on her blog, and it looks amazing now, and I think she was nervous, by the way, she was talking about posting a video, a slide deck video, you know, like your video slide deck, Stacy, your very immensely popular video on YouTube, which is also very inspirational, motivational, which is why it's so popular. But she cut one out, and I think it's awesome because she started telling about the first steps of her journey, and she did some of the most important things. She took the pictures. She was honest with us. And she showed us where she started, and I think it's very important to do that.
That's really important because if you can't be honest with yourself, you really can't move forward, and you know other people aren't going to be really that moved by what you're doing and saying. And it's very brave. I didn't even do that stuff right away. I was just so, you know, I was just so down in the dumps about how big I'd gotten. So I'm just so in awe of all these amazing members who just put their pictures up right away, and they really hit the ground running. It's great.
Yeah, and I think people have to do that, and you can't be afraid to start where you are, because if you're unafraid and you start where you are, you're going to be someplace else pretty darn quick. So, Leslie, kudos to you, because I think you're doing a great job, girl. So I want you to keep it up, and if anybody called who wants to talk about anything yet, Robert?
Yeah, I was going to bring that up in just a second. We've actually got three callers on hold.
Oh, fantastic. So why don't we bring one of those in, and then I'll start to pepper in, you know, some of the other stuff as we go. So.
Okay, the first one's going to be area code 615.
Hey, area code 615. Why don't you let us know who you are, and then get to mentioning maybe somebody who's really inspired you.
This is Stephanie Sexton, and I hate to go to a tried and true answer, but Arthur and Stacy have been extremely inspirational for me.
Well, Stacy's not going to mind that comment at all.
Actually, I posted on Stacy's Facebook earlier. I'm like, are you going to be on the show tonight? Because I saw that y'all were going to be talking about the blogs and everything. So I said, well, I've definitely got to call in. It's amazing to me because, unfortunately, I don't get to listen to the show as often as I would really like. I work full time. I've got 5 kids. So I'm trying, you know, really hard to stay on top of this. And I've been in a really horrible slump. I'm not even going to lie. And I'm trying to kind of back myself to where I was and really called in tonight just to say thank you to Stacy and folks like her and Arthur. Because here's the thing, even though right now I'm not where I want to be and I haven't been able to hit things as hard as I would like here recently, every single day I'm thinking about it. I'm on TeamDDPYoga.com. I'm on DDP Yoga Facebook page. I'm reading stuff that Stacy's put out. So even on those days where I have an autoimmune disorder and I have really extreme fatigue issues and have been diagnosed with narcolepsy. And so I have a lot of stuff going on. And so even on days where I just am really feeling like I'm hitting rock bottom and I just can't do anything, even if I don't work out, I'm still constantly 100% reading, learning more. Does that kind of make sense? And it's just this whole system, this whole program that even though I'm kind of have slid back some, that still keeps me motivated, still keeps me knowing that I can get back on track and I can, you know, each day is, I mean, I hate to sound cheesy, but it's every day is brand new. Every day I can start over rather than just completely throwing in the towel and saying, screw it. Does that all make sense?
That makes sense to me. I was going less when you said you had 5 kids. I got 3 kids and I know that's a challenge. And then you started saying, everything else, I mean, you know, challenge, but what I hear in your voice is like sheer determination. It just comes across, and you sound so positive, but, I mean, you also got Stacy here, and you mentioned that she's one of your inspirations, so what do you think, Stacy?
Well, I think what you're saying makes total sense, because, you know, I've been there. There are times when life is just so overwhelming, you know, that to an extent, you know, you check out and you kind of let things slide. I've been there many, many times. But what is so important about what you're saying is you're not completely checked out. You're staying connected to the community. It's when people just really walk away and don't even, you know, check in online and keep in touch with others. That's when really, that you know, you kind of cut your chances by a huge margin. So definitely, just hang in there and stay connected and stay in touch with people and get support and listen to other stories and watch their blogs. And something needs to happen when you stay connected. Just give it some time and don't give up and don't walk away.
Well, and I am doing a blog. I entered the challenge. So that's been... I'm so glad about the challenge. It's been kind of rough for me the last couple of weeks, but I've been consistently posting a minimum of once a week. I've done like 15 or 16, and I'm getting ready to start doing some videos. But I guess, you know, like I said, just you know, the main thing I wanted to say is just that even though I don't know, this whole thing has just been so incredible to me on so many different levels, just because I had this autoimmune disorder for years before I was ever diagnosed and had all of these health issues that I knew were there but just couldn't understand and couldn't put all together, and it was just so extremely frustrating. And for the first time since I kind of, even once I was diagnosed, just trying to figure out a way to get past all the symptoms and get where I needed to be was so hard. And this has, the level of motivation and desire to change where I am physically, mentally, to get where I need to be for not just my kids and my husband, which is extremely important, but, you know, I was listening last week and Dallas was talking about, you know, what story do you tell yourself? And I, you know, it really, I started crying listening to you guys because it wasn't until I started doing this that I finally figured out that I can't just do it for other people. And that's, you know, again, it sounds kind of trite and just, you know, cliched, but I'm 38 years old, and for the first time I've figured out that I've got to want to pursue not just losing weight, but good health for myself. And it's kind of sad for that realization to not hit you until you're 38.
I can completely sympathize with that because I was 37 when I started stuff, and it was, you know, it was when I had my first kid, and I'm walking up a hill with him, and it was like a bump, and I'm out of breath with my kid, and thinking to myself, you know, with much less of a challenge that you have, and that you go through, that you said, but I'm out of breath, I can't walk, and I started thinking to myself, when this kid starts running, there's nothing I'm going to be able to do to keep up with him. Sorry. You know? So, yeah, DDP Yoga and Team DDP Yoga is a place to be. And I'm glad you're here, and I think you got a great story. So let's get your blog out to everybody. Where's your blog at?
It's Sexton, S-E-X-T-O-N, S, Sexton's Sojourn, S-O-J-O-U-R-N. Sexton Sojourn at blogspot.com.
Blogspot. Hey, did you get in the blog list on Team DDP Yoga yet?
I did today.
Okay. Oh, wow. Man, that's a great looking blog.
Thank you. I've been putting a lot of my heart and soul into it, and it's been, you know, I've shared a lot of, you know, my personal information as far as, you know, what I've been through and not, you know, I was kind of talking to my husband about it, and I've gotten a lot of really positive feedback, which has made me feel good because, you know, I really wanted to kind of share what I've been through but not come off sounding like I'm whining, poor woe is me, but just more in the hopes of, you know, other people who maybe have been through similar circumstances and, you know, could say, oh, wow, okay, I've been through something similar. Because, you know, I talk to people about DDP yoga all the time. But I think, too, for some people, if they can, you know, make some kind of connection with you and it just hit them on a deeper level. So, you know, I've just really thrown it all out there, probably more than I need to. But, you know, that's... After being inspired the way I was with Stacy and Arthur, and I'm a social worker. I've done social work for over a decade, so I'm kind of into the whole helping people thing. And just knowing what it means to me to see where people like Stacy and Arthur, and I don't mean to just pick on those two guys, but...
we'd love to be picked on. Keep doing that.
but just to see how far they've come and... it's just given me hope, which was something I didn't have for a really, really long time. I'm sorry, it makes me a little emotional. I don't want to sound too crazy. But it's just appreciated, and I just wanted to share that.
Well, you're definitely allowed to be emotional. And before you go, where is this picture for your background? Is that you in the picture, or is that just like a...
Are you talking the woman in the pose?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. Someday I'll look like that. My the profile pictures when I met Dallas in Cookeville a few months ago, and then I was really excited because I actually was in one of the I went to the Ultimate Workshop in May and. May or June. So I linked to the video from there because I was actually in it. That was pretty exciting. So,
cool.
But You guys are wonderful. I love listening to you guys. I love TeamDDPYoga.com. It's just fabulous amounts of support. And when people say there's nothing like it on the planet, there really, really isn't.
Well, we're glad to have you.
I'm so glad you're staying connected to the community and blogging, and you are inspiring others, whether you realize it or not, you are.
I hope so. Thanks. You guys are awesome.
Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Keep up the great work.
Thanks.
Definitely. I love to hear stuff like that. And you know, one thing to bring up is, as I'm looking at her blog, and one of the things to mention, if you're going to get in the DDP Yoga Challenge, it's at ddpyogachallenge.com. But one of the things that you have to do is be honest, like Stephanie's doing. What some of the other stuff that you have to do is take your 6 picks, you know, show us where you've been and where you're coming from, and, you know, keep up with it. And she's done all that. All that's on her website and on her blog. So great job with that. So you guys keep them coming and keep getting on the site. And for those just tuning in, if you didn't know, you're listening to DDP Radio, and you got Stacy, Sparky, and Robert all on the line, and we're talking about the DDP Yoga Challenge, which you can get in at ddpyogachallenge.com. If you got any questions in the chat room, please poke them up. I'm back in. I know Robert's here. Stacy, are you back home, or are you still traveling?
I'm back home. Right now my computer is frozen. That hardly ever happens, but I hope to be back on the chat very soon.
And hopefully I didn't pass any of my bad mojo with computers over to you, because, man. So we got a couple other callers online, right, Robert?
Yeah, we still do. Actually, we still have 3 more to get to. Excuse me. The next one up is 681.
Okay, 681.
Hey,
hello. Who we got here?
Hi, this is Jim Ashley. I'm also in the chat room as well.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Doing good.
Oh, fantastic. I'm still sweating from my workout earlier this evening, and I still haven't had a chance to clean all that off. First, I just want to say to Stacy, thank you for the no cream ice cream. I really love making it, and I really love eating it.
You're kidding me. That was a great idea.
Yeah, of course, last time I went a little overboard on the cocoa powder, but hey, who's counting?
Hey, it's
right.
Good for you, really, so I'm glad you
yes,
like it.
Yes, it is. Oh, I love it. I'm telling other people about it, but nobody wants to try it. It's like I have to get new people or something around me.
My kids, I tried it. They love it. They call it banana swirl. It was cool to see him chowing that down instead of some Dairy Queen one night. But Jim, so I know you're blasting stuff out on Twitter and everything all the time, but you have somebody in mind that you wanted to mention? Maybe you caught him through the challenge or through Team DDP Yoga who's been inspiring you?
Well, actually, it was originally, before I started with DDP Yoga, it was DDP himself that inspired me. I used to watch him back in WCW and everything, and even after I stopped watching, I still followed him on MySpace and Facebook and Twitter. And back in February, I was goofing off at work. I should have been working, but I wasn't. I saw the Arthur video posted, and I saw that, and I thought, I need to be doing this. I need to get rid of this gut. I need to get rid of all this weight. I said, if this guy can do it, why am I not doing it? So basically, it was DDP and Arthur that have inspired me.
So we got in, and man, I know you've been popping into the challenges and whatnot. So that's good. Have you gotten into the DDP Yoga Challenge yet?
Oh, absolutely! I entered, I think, as soon as it was announced.
Fantastic. So you got your journey up there, and you've been talking about it. And if you could say anything to people who are, you know, borderline on the fence of doing a challenge, if not the DDP Yoga Challenge, what would you tell them?
Fall off the fence and do it already.
That's pretty good point. I like it. Pretty cool. So
obviously you got a blog. You said you were in the challenge. You want to pitch it real quick?
Oh, absolutely. My blog is it's jimdoesddpyoga.blogspot.com. That's where you'll find my daily entries. That's where I also post stuff from other motivational speakers. And occasionally I'll slip in a video.
Okay, man, and you're up on, according to your, you're up on day 105. Nice.
Yeah,
man, I didn't realize it's been that long.
What's that?
I didn't realize it's been that long for you.
Oh, I don't either. Time flies when you're enjoying what you're doing.
Wow. Yeah, that's great. You want to say something, Rob?
No, I was just looking at the theme. It was the same theme that I picked for one of the old iterations of DDPTV.com.
Nice.
Okay, I also had a question I wanted to ask regarding Below the Belt, if y'all don't mind.
Sure.
Okay, I've recently started Below the Belt tonight, and I'm really determined to get the hood ornament and the Road Warrior 3 positions down. What are some ways to modify it at first so you can keep your balance? Because I'm not the most balanced guy in the world, and I kept falling tonight and subsequently laughing at myself and getting up, but I want to master these moves. What are some suggestions to use as far as balancing yourself?
I'm going to hit you with hood ornament. With hood ornament, where are you having the problem at? Just trying to get into it, first of all?
Basically, it's weird. Like, some days I can do it with no problem. Other days I couldn't do it if to save my life. And tonight when I was doing the workout, I couldn't do it the way you were supposed to, like sticking your hand up, then out.
Yeah.
And basically, I find myself hopping on one foot.
Bro, you're not doing anything wrong, but if you want to practice, here's what I'm going to tell you. And for hood ornament, don't worry about stick your hand up and kind of stretching forward, you know, while you're kicking your leg back. I would tell you to take a chair, put it next to your hip, so the seat back's towards your hip, and the seat's pointing out towards the wall. And use that with the hand that you would point forward, the one that's not grabbing your leg. Just use that to balance your leg. And practice then, while you're holding that chair, picking the opposite leg up as high as you can, lift the knee up, grab your ankle with your hand, and then practice just pulling that heel, pointing that knee down and pulling that heel back, you know, to where you're kind of pulling it back to your glute. So you're getting a nice stretch. So you're getting a nice stretch in your quad. And then as you pull that back, don't try to lean forward, but start taking your hand off of the chair and doing your balance. And maybe that'll help you get some of those stabilizers, because you can get pretty rocky. I know I get rocky on some of those moves, like around my ankle. Sometimes it feels like my foot's kind of, you know, on an arc where it's wobbling back and forth. But, that's something that you might try. It might help you out.
All right. Awesome. I will definitely be giving that a try tomorrow.
Sweet. Well, bro, hey, thanks for the call, and great blog, and keep it up.
Thank
hey, one thing on the blog I just wanted to check with you. I was looking over it, too. You got your 6 picks up there. I can't see them.
No, I unfortunately, back in March when I finally did get the workout, I did not take the 6 pictures, and I still regret that to this day.
Can you take them tomorrow?
I can sure give it a shot.
There you go. Awesome.
All right, well, thank you all very much, and a baba booey to you.
Thank you,
brother.
All right, later.
Thanks very much, Jim. Okay, man, he's pretty into it, man. He's always all over the place. I know he's got the social media down, and he's really rocking the workout. So, one of the other people I wanted to hit, and guys, we're at 9:50, so we're probably gonna shut down the calls here. If you're in the queue, we're gonna get to you. But the phone lines are now down. If you got a question, throw it into the chat, and we'll try to pick it up. But one last person to mention is Christina Russell, because she's got a blog, Body Rebooted. You might know her as Body Rebooted on Twitter and whatnot. But you want to see somebody who's also living the lifestyle, doing the workouts, doing the challenges, and also trying to pay it forward. that's somebody who is doing that. So that's worth a shout out there. So there's all kinds of people. Go ahead, Stacey.
One other thing about Christina, she's got an amazing cookbook out now. And it was inspired by her pregnancy, but she says you can still benefit. It's just really about healthy eating and how she got fit. But it's on her blog, and it's a really cool-looking cookbook. I really highly recommend it.
Oh, awesome. That's cool, man. I didn't know that she had updated that. And, our members do some pretty amazing things, and the cool thing about that, the people who there's a lot of people who will tell you a lot about what they do, and it's amazing. And then there's a lot of people who, they do a lot of amazing things, and then you hear it by everybody else talking about it because of how many people they inspired. So great job, Christina. Right. That, I think that's pretty awesome. We got another caller out there, so we'll go ahead and let's keep hitting them until we're done.
Hey, we've got a couple more to get through. The next one up is 603 area code.
Yo, Robert, Sparky, Stacy, what's going on? It's Mike Mullen.
Hey, bro.
Hey, what's going on?
All
right, sounds good to me. I wanted to throw this my inspiration to a guy who's on your phone line on your show right now. When I first started DDP Yoga, it's been about 18, 19 months now since I've been doing it. The first guys to welcome me in the chat room when there was like four or five people milling around there was Sparky and Dave Orth and Doug and Robert. You were in there too. You're probably hard at work.
Probably.
Sparky was like a wealth of knowledge when I first got on there. Sparky and Dave Orth were just like my guys that I bounced anything off of. And I wanted to give Sparky a huge shout out because when I hit a really tough patch and got like I hit a plateau for about 3 months that was just killing me, driving me crazy. And I hit up Sparky and he had an awesome routine to get me through that and through the other side. I'm not saying I would have quit, but it was really frustrating me. And Sparky was really just like an awesome inspiration to get on that juicing fast and do what I did to get through my plateau, which was the biggest thing that could have happened at that time. So,
awesome,
Sparky.
Dude, I appreciate that. That's pretty damn cool. Yeah.
Yeah, that's. I mean, you guys are awesome, and Robert, all you do, and Stacy, you have no idea how many recipes I use of yours.
Oh, cool.
So yeah. So, yeah, I just want to throw that out to Sparky and the guys like Dave Orth and Monster Raider and stuff who, when I first came on, the welcoming committee you guys have, I've told Sparky and Robert this a couple times before. When I first signed up for Team DDP Yoga, I was like a little concerned because I thought I was getting myself into a cult because everyone was so helpful and so nice and so cool. I'm like, no one's nice on the internet. What the hell is this all about?
It's funny. I'm laughing because when you say five people in chat, people who sign up today don't realize that, don't take for granted that there's always 40 people in chat because there was a time where, like, it was me and Mikey and Dave and Doug, maybe, and Robert, and that's it. All day. That was it.
It's good
that
convo, though.
Yeah. I mean, we loved it, and that's a great thing about DDP Yoga. And I know, Mike, I'm going to say, I don't think you're ready to quit. I don't think a guy with as much energy as you quits anything. and I know you've got a lot of energy behind a blog, so why don't you tell the people where you're at?
I didn't actually enter the blog contest. I do have a blog, but I did not enter. My blog is mike@90%.com. Mike, M-I-K-E-A-T, 90%, P-E-R-C-E-N-T. And pretty much what I do is just I share what's working for me and just try to inspire people by, kind of like what you did with me, Sparky, when you got into that plateau, you shared with me what worked for you to get you out of it. And that's all we are here at Team DDP Yoga is just a bunch of people sharing what our successes, our failures, what's working, what's not, so people can take that and do what they want with it.
Awesome. Well, bro, like all the energy you bring and all the excitement you bring, I know I've heard it from many other people – how you inspire them, and they really appreciate it. And I think it's truly awesome that you're kind of doing this right now and just paying it forward. So
thank you for being around,
and thanks for inspiring the many that are out there.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you guys so much, and I will see you guys soon.
All right, take care, brother.
Take care.
Peace out, guys.
Man, Mike, with how much energy he has and how much he does, because I know he's writing stuff and blogging stuff, and, you know, he's really into social media and whatnot, and, you know, he's a very exciting guy. I'm surprised he's not a challenge, but that's crazy. It's crazy to me. So if you heard us talking about the challenge, you're not in it yet, you wanted to try, it's dpyogachallenge.com. There's 25 grand up for play. The first one, and one of the reasons that we're talking about it tonight, is we're going to be judging here in a little over a month, right? For the for the first one of for the 3-month winner. So that's coming up at the end of next month. So you know, get in, because there's going to be one in 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, and then a year. And the 369 or 5,000 in the year is the 10G prize, $10,000, so a pretty sweet deal that Dallas is throwing out there, because he's been so inspired by you guys. So we got another caller out there, so we'll hit you guys up and keep going until we're done.
Yeah, definitely. We've got three more left. The next one up is area code 410.
Hey, area code 410. Tell us who you
Hi,
are
guys.
And who inspired you. Hey, what's up?
Oh, I just thought I would call in and see how everyone was doing.
Doing good, man. How you been doing?
Oh, busy, busy, busy. But I was talking with Dave Orth, and we're doing this thing out in Pennsylvania. Watch, it's Philadelphia. It's kind of New Jersey, but Philadelphia next Friday.
That's right. So, you've got the Philadelphia workout. Yeah. That's going to be kind of midday, right?
I'm not sure. Dave's got all the numbers. I'm just driving up and doing it. Dave is a tremendous person at organizing stuff. I'm just kind of coming out and doing for everybody.
Yeah,
but I've talked with Dave, and he said, well, you should go on and let everyone know. So I'm here letting everyone know. I was listening to that. Who was it? Was it Mike a couple minutes ago was talking about having a problem with one-legged balances?
Yes.
Yeah, that was Jim.
Jim?
Well, sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, I have a hard time keeping up with everything. But there's
cool.
A thing you can do. Okay, it's 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Dave just came on the chat and said that. But there's a thing you can do to make that work, and a couple of them. One of them is if you just start in a lunge and just lean forward and don't think about the lifting the leg. Just think about extending, and if you feel that little V notch at the base of your throat and your collarbone, take that notch and pull it away from the top of your sacrum.
And what's
your
sacrum?
Feel yourself. Okay. You have three bones in your hip, ilius on the other side, and the center is the sacrum. It's kind of like where your spine intersects with your hip.
Okay.
And the top of that, top of the sacral vertebra. If you pull that back and you lengthen, pulling not the top of the head but the collarbone away, you'll open the chest up and you get a lift out of it. And then you can use that lift, just keeping that rear foot down and just extend. And when it feels right, your foot will come up off the ground on its own. You know, there's one thing with a lot of these really hard positions, and if you chase after them, it's harder to get them. But if you just work on your general overall level of fitness and stamina, the position will come to you. You know, you'll sit there and you'll find yourself able to do things, whereas if you just chase after that one position, you know, crash and burn, crash and burn, crash and burn, it's going to be harder to get to. But if you just focus and say, you know, I'm just going to build my overall fitness, I'm going to build my stamina, I'm going to build my balance, the positions will start happening on their own.
Oh, absolutely. And
you know,
that advice you were given, Arthur, was for Road Warrior 3, for people who weren't catching up.
And
with
here's the thing. Those positions, Road Warrior 3, you know, bent in eight places, you know, Scorpion, those positions don't create balance or strength. They just demonstrate them. You know, if you stop and think about it, forward fold is an inversion. you know, just, you know, letting your head hang down towards your knees is an inversion, and it will get you that length in the legs and that openness in the back that you want without putting yourself in the risk that doing an extreme back bend like a scorpion or something will. If you're not ready for a scorpion and you try to throw yourself into one, you'll hurt yourself. I kind of know about that. But, you know, you will hurt yourself if you try positions that aren't there yet. But if you work on the general, you know, attributes of health and flexibility, those things will come.
Yeah, I believe that. I've experienced that, so that is true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. I wasn't able to bust out a lot of the Black Crow or some of the headstands without having worked on that upper body that I needed to up there to be able to stabilize.
And for just balancing, an easy one, if you know the old tree pose, you know, where you're standing on one leg, you bring the other leg up, you know, where your instep is on the inside of your other leg, and you just bring it up and maybe even go into a heel raise or whatever. If you find a spot to look at on the floor or on the wall, now this is going to sound dumb, but your eyes, where they move, your head starts to follow. And where your head moves, your neck moves. Where your neck moves, the shoulders move. You know, it's that whole little kid song, you know, the head bone connected to the neck bone. You know, the whole body. So if you find one spot to look at and you fix your vision on that point, it'll keep your head from moving. It'll keep your neck from moving. And it'll keep you stable while you're doing it, while you're getting into that position. But if you sit there and you're turning around and looking at everything, you're going to fall down because, you know, it's like trying to balance yourself while your head's bobbleheading around. So you can't do that. You have to keep it focused so you're not moving and losing that balance.
Huh.
Does that help?
Yeah. That's good stuff to know.
Yeah.
I was going to say, hopefully that helps Jim out. I know one of the biggest things that challenged me with that too, Arthur, and I think it's like you said, you got to build up all that strength first, because if you don't, you're just going to find yourself toppling over and doing things that you can't do. And there's nothing more frustrating than trying to do something that you're not ready for yet and not getting it over and over and over. Isn't that the definition of insanity?
Yeah, but it's also the definition of determination. Do it until you make it.
True.
You know? So there's,
true.
It's kind of weird because it can go both ways. I mean, if somebody had told me, you know, you're not going to do it, give it up, when I kept crashing and burning, I would still be on my crutches.
Yeah.
That's the point.
You know, there's both sides of it. There's both sides of it. On the other hand, I probably dented the floor a lot more than I needed to, so.
But, and I guess it's all part of your mental state, too. I mean, if your mental state is, like you said, when you were looking physically looking forward, and that's where your head and your body goes, but if you're mentally looking forward, you know, that's where your development's going to go, and that's determination. You know, if you're doing it the other way, then, you know, maybe you need to take a step back.
Yeah. You know, you were talking tonight about inspiring people.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to throw out two things. First, you know, I'm always, I always love talking with Slim. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, he's just, you know, so it's not always the picture. It's the progress. You know, that's why the six pictures are so important, so you can see where you've come from. And to see how far he's come is impressive. But somebody else who's really impressed me a lot, and I've been following this, and when I heard this topic, I just kind of, you know, had to chime in, because most of the time I just kind of listen. I lurk. But my little buddy Dylan. Dylan
oh, yeah,
doing
that's
something
a good
really
point.
Hard. Dylan is doing something really hard. Dylan, you know, I mean, everybody falls, but Dylan fell, and he's out there trying to get back up, and he's, you know, he's fighting it, and it's hard. It's hard for him to come back. He went through a lot of stuff. And, you know, we're all, I know that you guys are all praying for him too, but, you know.
Yeah, he's doing great. There's actually going to be a new update video. He's coming out soon, but he's been, I mean, not only did he fall, but he's got to climb himself up kind of like publicly, you know?
Yeah.
But I think that's one of the things that we're talking about, the challenge, and what makes some of the stories so inspiring are the people who are honest and just tell that story, because,
yeah.
You know, a lot of people come here and a lot of people do a 30, 60, 90-day thing, because I think a lot of those, you know, off-the-shelf box DVD solutions, workout solutions. That's what they've trained your mind to be. And the thing that's different about the DDP yoga lifestyle is that last word that I said. It's a lifestyle. It lasts and lasts and lasts. And if you're going to do something that long, you're going to fall down. You better learn to stand back up and learn how to do it, because it might happen multiple times.
Yeah. And so that's the thing is, you know, it takes, for him to be that honest about it, that takes so much courage. You know, I don't even know where that kind of courage comes from. That is so hard. And yet he's out there doing it. And my hat's off to him, because that is just so freaking brave.
I think so, man. I'd say you know a little bit about courage, determination, and bravery, but, you know, that's just me.
I'm just another guy.
Man. But you're our other guy, and we love you.
Thanks.
Awesome. Well, do you want to hang out for a little bit while we take the other calls, or?
Okay, sure.
All right. Okay. So we got Arthur for a couple more calls. We're running a little over, so you guys, thanks for being with us. Who else do we got, Robert?
The next one is area code 519.
Area code 519. You're on DDP Radio with Robert, Stacy, Sparky, and Arthur. What's going on?
Hey, it's Stephen McVoy. I'm calling from Canada, about an hour outside of Toronto. I actually picked up the original first generation YRG used back in the winter. I've lost weight 3 times in the last 15 years. Every time I get to a certain point, I either get an injury or backslide. In the last year, I've ended up with water on my knee 3 times. I had rotator cuff surgery 5 years ago, and I've never quite been the same. So I picked up the old ones, and I was doing it kind of intermittent, mixing it in with some weights and some other stuff. And then the person who inspired me most was my younger brother. He's 10 years younger than me. He injured his back in a military training exercise. Last year, we were both losing weight together and keeping each other accountable. We both fell off the bandwagon at Christmas, and I saw him at the end of June. And he's looking better than he's looked in years, like since he hurt his back like 8 years ago. And it inspired me to get going again. I started doing the DDP yoga every single day. I've done over 30 days straight now. But my biggest motivation is my brother and watching him do it for his wife and kids, and challenging me to do it for my wife and kids, so that we can be better fathers and better husbands and better brothers and better sons. So I want to throw a shout out to him, because he's on the forums from time to time, and he's on the chat sometimes. He hasn't been on the live call yet, but I want to shout out to my brother Mitch. So
that's cool.
Wow, that's great.
That's great, Mitch. There's Steve. That's great that Mitch is doing that, and that he's into it. I'm glad you could be here. And you were working out the article and like basically researching the entire history of DDP yoga, right?
Yeah, I'm actually planning on publishing an article on Friday on the history of DDP yoga. I verified all the dates for the different releases of the book and the different editions of the DVDs, I've written about a 500-word article around the history of it and why it's become so important in my life and just the change that it's had on me in 30 days, and I'm planning on writing a whole series of articles. DDP has agreed to be interviewed, so I'll be interviewing him in a couple of weeks on the blog as well, on my site as well, and then journaling my process. And like I've done other programs. I've done Body Beast. I did P90X where I did 200 days straight. None of those are sustainable, and everything I see about this is sustainable. The thing with working out with some of those other programs is if you go past that 90-day mark, you keep trying to do more and more because you plateau. So you're trying to do double workouts. And in one of the Tony Harden ones, they actually even plan where you do doubles. You do double workouts every single day. You do 6 days a week. And eventually you end up injured. And then after you're injured, you backslide, or you spend so much time off recovering from the injury. And everything I've seen about this in the 2 months intermittent and 1 month straight is this is something you can do for the rest of your life. And you're only ever going to get better at it. And you're never going to get hurt doing this. the type of injuries that I've had in the past or other guys I know that have done heavyweights or other stuff like that get from constantly trying to push harder. When you push harder at this, you get better. When you push harder at other stuff, you get hurt.
Yeah.
That's amazing, and that's the absolute truth. So you're going to be publishing this on Friday. Is this going to be on a blog? Do you have a blog in the challenge, or is there a place that people can go to see this?
I don't have a blog in the challenge. I have a blog that's about 10 years old that's a mix of book reviews and articles. It's bookreviewsandmore.ca, just all spelled out. And I reviewed the DDP, the Yoga for Regular Guys book last week. And then this week I published an article earlier this week about how I found DDP Yoga. So it's just bookreviewsandmore.ca.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. Well, we'll have to go check that out. And people should go check it out. And the book review will be awesome because people are going to have to pick that up if they want to get into the certification program. So.
Yeah. It was funny last week during the call-in that I had actually published the review of the book last week, the same day of the chat. And when I saw that in the chat, that was going to be one of the requirements, it was like, oh, man, the book is so awesome, and it gives you so much background that you don't get in the videos because the videos are trying to just show you how to do it, and the book has so much more the history and the background of how DDP himself got there and variations and stuff you can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome, and I think that's why they have it in there. It's a nice instructional that people can pick up and read and actually, like you said, see the background of it. Well, thanks for calling in, and, man, I'm glad Mitch has inspired you and that you're here as a part of the community, man.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, bro.
Have a great night, mate, and a good weekend.
Thanks.
All right. So how many more do we have? Robert.
We've got one more caller.
This is it. Last of the night, and then lights are out. Who do we have?
856 area code.
856, who are you, and who's inspired you?
Hey, guys, it's Dave Worth. How are you?
Hey, bro.
Hi, Dave.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Doing good, man.
We're doing real good, brother.
Good. I'm glad Arthur called in ahead of me because I wanted to give a quick call in just to promote the workout we're having in Philly next week real briefly. He's going to be up in the area next Friday or next weekend, but he's coming in Friday for an event up in my area, which is right outside of Philly. So he was kind enough to offer his time and services. So we put together a DDP yoga community event, and we're going to do a live workout outside in the city of Philadelphia. So, as I put in the chat, it's 11 o'clock in the morning till about 1:30 in the afternoon. And right now it's looking to be somewhere around the Philadelphia Art Museum. I should have an actual location by Friday. Going to head into the city just to make sure that the area I'm looking at is going to work and that it won't be too busy, that we'll have enough space. Not that we're expecting 100 people, but I just want to make sure we have sufficient space. But
for people who are interested in coming out next Friday to get an awesome workout with Arthur, I've been through two of them and they've been fantastic. Dave, where do people need to go to get that information so they can get the update?
I created an event on the Team DDP Yoga site for the event, so it's on there. I don't have the, I just have that it's in Philly. As soon as I have the exact location, I'm going to post that in there, but I'm just telling people now, right around the Philadelphia Art Museum, that's probably going to be the around where we'll meet up. But it's going to be within short walking distance from the front of the art museum because it's a great, I want it to kind of be an easy place for everybody to find, but also be visible. I'd like for people kind of sort of like how it is at the retreat when we're doing our workouts, down in Mexico, we have so many people, we have so many people passing by, they see what we're doing, they hear us and they stop, they look, and they start to inquire and ask. So kind of hoping that we get, drum up some interest from people just kind of passing by and, they see what we're doing. And I think I have some DDP yoga flyers and stuff like that with the information. So, if anybody asks, I'll be able to give those out. And You can also find me on Twitter. It's at David Orth. I'm on Facebook as well. I'm on Team DDP Yoga. So any of those methods, you know, you can get a hold of me if you need any information at all. I'm happy to give it to you. There's no cost, you know, for the workout. Just come on out. You just need to bring a yoga mat, water, and towel, and that's really all it is. That's all you need to bring. Bring yourself and be ready for a great workout.
And I'm going to give everybody one hint. Do not sweat on Arthur's mat. And two, don't answer any of his questions that involve numbers. Man, you'll be in for a nice challenge. Actually,
spoiler alert.
What's that?
Spoiler alert.
I'm okay with spoilers, but you know, maybe I give too many, but it's an awesome workout. I've been through two of them, and even when I answered the questions and sweated on Arthur's mat, I still lived with all the hell. So.
No, it's going to be nice.
Yeah, I think
I love going out that way. I end up going. I was out there earlier this year for an earlier event, and we couldn't schedule anything, but
yep.
Of course, that weekend, if I remember right, didn't it snow?
It was wet. I'm not sure.
It was wet, right?
No, but it was definitely wet because you and I had lunch. We had lunch that Friday that you came in, so. Yeah, well, I don't think the weather was all that good.
The weather wasn't,
but,
yeah. But it's going to be nice next weekend. At least that's the 10-day forecast.
I think we're going to be in good shape for next week, and it's going to be a really nice backdrop with the Art Museum right there in Center City. So I'm really looking forward to it. And look, if you're new to the program, if you've been doing the workouts for a while, if you want to bring somebody that you want to introduce to the program, don't, you know, just come on out. You know, the beauty of this program, as you've heard from many of the people that have called in, you know, with their inspirational stories, is that, you know, you can modify this to work for yourself. So if you're just beginning and you can't, you know, handle everything, you know, that's why this workout is so great. That's why it makes it easy for people to kind of get into it and not feel overwhelmed, as I think it was Steve was saying earlier about the P90X and Insanity and stuff like that. You know, this program is not like that, where you just feel so overwhelmed and you know, you're just not able to hang in there. This workout is so adaptable, you know, it just works for pretty much every fitness level.
It's great. You guys are going to be Dave will take care of you if he's helping Arthur, and Arthur's there, and he's definitely going to take care of you. So like Dave said, if you need to mod and you think you're going to need to mod, don't be afraid to go, because they'll show you exactly what you need to do to get through the workout, whether you do need to mod or not. And Dave, I want to know, are you when are you going to get signed up for the certification, bro? I'm waiting for you.
I should be signed up by the end of this week, probably tomorrow, actually. I signed up the preliminary information. I just gotta pay the bill, so to speak. So once that's out of the way, I think I'm good to go.
Awesome. And
so I'm looking forward to that.
So you guys know who's out there. One of the guys that inspires me is Dave. Dave Orth, if you don't know him, he welcomes everybody. He's part of the regular guys with Doug Steffen, and those guys really enjoy just helping people. And if you want to see somebody who has results, who really takes care of their bodies, Dave is a guy who's had some amazing results. So, bro, you inspire and you motivate me, and I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad we're friends.
No, I appreciate that, Sparky. And you know, as far as inspiration for me, and I can remember, you know, we talked, I don't want to take up too much time, but, you know, a few of you have talked about when you first started, and I remember when I first joined the site, and, you know, we started talking through the chat room, you and I and Doug and Kyle and you know, you guys really motivated me when I first started. You know, I remember I was following the book, I was following the program guide, just kind of just doing what it said, and you know, we had conversations, and you guys really helped me push past some of my plateaus, some of my, you know, I was nervous, I didn't know what I should be doing, and you know, you guys would push me forward and be like, hey, if you can do this, bro, you can definitely do this. And you guys gave me confidence that I didn't, you know, maybe have at the time. And I think without that, without the Team DDP Yoga community and you guys pushing me and giving me that confidence, it probably would have taken me longer to get to where I was able to go. And it's just a constant evolution of what I'm looking to accomplish, with my life and with my health and DDP Yoga. So it's been just a great it's been a great journey. I mean, it really I've been doing this for, it's coming up close to 2 years soon, but it really seems much longer. It's just the camaraderie that I've developed with you. I mean, I consider you a friend, and Doug as well, and Stacy. We've gotten to talk a lot, and at the retreat the past 2 years, and Robert as well. I've come to know very well, and I mean, that's the beauty of this program. It's not just you buy a DVD set and that's it, you're done. Arthur as well, I won't leave him out. So many great people, so many inspirational stories. Everybody can relate to one person or another or multiple people through different facets of their life, and that's what makes this program work so well. And the fact that there's so many good people here available to pick up a phone and give a call if you need a hand, if you need a boost, or if you're on the website, hey, I'm having a problem, or with anything, whether it's the workouts or just life in general. And that's really one of the best things about this program. It's not just the workouts and the results you get, but it's the friendships and the bonds that you make through the program and through the chat room and all the events that are available to you.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think for everybody who's out there, what Dave said kind of, helps sum up what we were talking about tonight with challenges and how Dave said he didn't know if he could get through it, and he did. He overcame his challenge. A challenge is something that you might not think you can get past, but with Team DDP Yoga, you can. And we want to know about it, and we want you to have an opportunity, to tell everybody about your challenge, not only on Team DDP Yoga, but everywhere. So get in the challenge at ddpyogachallenge.com. Dave, awesome last call.
Thanks
for calling that out. Arthur?
Yeah.
It's always that. We're honored to have you and always awesome that you call in. Do you want to leave the people with a final thought on challenge?
Get out there and do it. And then once you start, it's like that old line about yoga, and this is true of DDP yoga more than any other kind. Two rules. Start, continue.
I like it.
Nice.
Start and continue. Absolutely. Never stop. And with my co-hosts, Stacy and Robert, thank you very much. It's been an awesome show. You guys got any last thoughts, or are we ready to turn the lights out?
I'm ready, bro. What about you, Stacy?
I say lights out, but, everybody keep up the great work and stay connected to the community, even if you're going through challenges. That's the key.
Yeah, absolutely. Keep moving forward. And if you want to see people who are moving forward, I really check out Leslie Swofford, Kevin Russo, Christina Russell, and Roger Lowry. Those guys are great inspirational people. I want to thank the rest of our callers, Stephanie, Jim, Mike, Steve, and the final caller, Dave. It's all about challenge. You can get past it. Like Arthur said, you need to keep going. Keep moving forward. Never stop. Never quit. And remember that permanent change doesn't come from temporary choices. If the 10% comes a knocking, kick it right in the ass. Live life at 90%.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh, the Diamond Cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
This has been a Talk Radio.